This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainians are once again anxious about the fate of a nuclear power plant in a land that was home to the world's worst atomic accident in 1986 at Chernobyl. And alarm only increased when the plant operator said the facility has been cut off from the electrical grid. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has the report.
The Zaporizhia nuclear plant, Europe's largest, has been occupied by Russian forces since the early days of the war, and continued fighting near the facility has heightened fears of a catastrophe that could affect nearby towns in southern Ukraine, or potentially an even wider region. According to Ukraine's nuclear power operator, on Thursday the plant was cut off from the power grid for the first time after fires damaged the only working transmission line. The cutoff underscored concerns about the plant, which the government in Kiev alleges Russia is essentially holding hostage, storing weapons there and launching attacks from around it. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Ukraine says the death toll from a Russian rocket attack Wednesday on a train station has risen to 25, including two children. Authorities say the blast also injured at least 31 people, many of them seriously. The attack took place as Ukraine observed its Independence Day and at the six-month mark of the Russian invasion. Russia's defense ministry deflected concern for the casualties, saying it launched an Iskander missile in the attack to hit what it described as a military train transporting Ukrainian troops and equipment from the front line in eastern Ukraine. Moscow claimed more than 200 reservists were destroyed. Ukraine did not characterize the identity of the 25 people killed, except to say the two children were 6 and 11 years old. VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department has given a judge a redacted version of the affidavit it used for searching Donald Trump's Florida home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has the story.
It was filed under seal, so what's in the document is unclear, along with when or how much of it might be made public. The affidavit's likely to have key information about the FBI's basis for searching Mar-a-Lago. While the AP and other news media organizations pushed for the document's release, the Justice Department was opposed, saying that could reveal too much information. The judge said he was not inclined to keep the whole thing sealed and told the department to redact information it once kept secret, while acknowledging it's possible that could make the entire thing essentially incomprehensible. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Authorities in Myanmar have detained Britain's former ambassador to the Southeast Asian nation. Vicky Bowman and her Burmese husband were detained on Wednesday, according to sources familiar with the case. The couple runs the Myanmar Center for Responsible Business, or MCRB. A source with knowledge of the situation said Bowman and her husband, who is a former political prisoner, had been charged with immigration offenses. The arrest comes as Britain announces it is imposing fresh sanctions to target military-linked businesses in Myanmar and joining the case against Myanmar in the International Court of Justice. Bulgaria's Interior Ministry and local police say two police officers were killed Thursday when a bus carrying at least 47 Syrian migrants that had entered the country illegally rammed their vehicle as they tried to stop it. Police said the incident occurred around 5 a.m. local time in a port city on the Black Sea. The local police told reporters the police had tried to pull over the bus after it drove through two checkpoints, and the chief said police officers then stopped their car in the path of the bus to block it. That ended up killing two police officers and smashing the bus into a bus stop. No other injuries were reported. The World Health Organization said Thursday the number of new monkeypox cases fell 20% globally last week, but new cases increased in the Americas, particularly Latin America. WHO says there's still intense transmission of the disease. The WHO Director General said there are signs the monkeypox outbreak is slowing in Europe. And once again, our top story this hour, Ukrainians are once again anxious about the fate of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant after power was cut off on Thursday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.